Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So we understand that the CVS pharmacy in D.C. is taking all the toilet paper off their shelves and replacing it with pictures. So I guess, folks, welcome to paradise. It's all good. Of course, we've heard about this kind of thing happening in different parts of the country or different stores of this nature. So, you know, boy, we're making progress, and we're just not looking back anymore, I guess. Well, folks, 949-822-7959, that is the number to call. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, this morning as we continue to race across your radio dial, and we have so much more to tell you about. Good morning to everybody at our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer. Good morning to everybody at GCN who distributes our program to the AM and FM affiliate stations. And good morning to you. Whatever you're doing this morning, we're glad that you're spending some time with us here on the radio. And we're going to continue on with our good friend and regular contributor, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook and a puppy. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, you were just mentioning right before we had to go to break to the top of the hour, you were talking about the chatter and what that might be like today. You know, of course, there wasn't any real chatter that, at least that I'm aware of, for this Hamas attack. They seem to go low-tech, but what do you think? Is there a combination of that obviously going on, perhaps?
Oh, I think there was absolutely chatter.
Okay.
Absolutely. And interestingly enough, a lot of people want to blame the intelligence failure on Netanyahu for the attack by Hamas. And I've said a couple of times here, I need to remind people that Netanyahu, several articles have been written that the planning for this attack and the training for this attack took up to as much as 2 years, and it was done in Iran. So we watch that travel. We have those abilities. And under the Biden administration, Israel was put under the authority for all things Israel and what goes on there, including Hamas or Iran or any of the others. That is all under CENTCOM. So we have extraordinary abilities, and really so does Israel. Now, Netanyahu was not prime minister when all this was going on. He only became prime minister 11 months ago again. So I would necessarily take a hard look at the previous prime minister. However, because of this attack, they seem to now have everything kind of worked out here, and they're all working together over there. I mean, we think we've got a dysfunctional government. Israel definitely does, and they definitely do, because they've had to be so generous and gracious to Arabs and to Palestinians in their Knesset, otherwise known as their Congress.
Right. Well, what do you think, Denise? Let's say that they had this intelligence, or it all made sense, and it sort of pointed to an attack. If Israel had taken some action, of course they'd still have met with all kinds of criticism. Hopefully, they would have saved lives, but it's almost like Israel can't win.
Well, that's it. I mean, and in order to stop some of this, what would you necessarily had to do? Well, I would say you'd have to do then, if they stopped it, what they're doing now. You'd have to go after Hamas in the tunnels. I mean, so it would look really the same. I would obviously would have saved lives and some hostages and that kind of thing for sure. But it would look exactly the same.
Indeed.
Or I would have had some long conversations with Turkey and Qatar and said, you better call these people off, otherwise, you know, here we come. But, you know, the United States is so risk adverse, and I've said this a million times, that the risk aversion is a risk in itself, that we probably would have told Israel, whatever prime minister it was, don't do anything. I mean, look at us. I mean, how many times we're well above 50 now attacks on our forces in our bases in Iraq and Syria. And what are we doing? We're hardly doing any. In fact, we haven't done anything until really the last, 10 days, you know, that we've decided that we were going to do some airstrikes.
Right.
But these airstrikes are not stopping anything. I mean, we just did airstrikes, yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And then there were four more on us.
Well, do they have to be a lot more, you know, a lot more strength being projected, a lot more damage? You know, what do they need to do, do you think, in order to try to really stop whatever these attacks are? Or do these airstrikes actually help to accomplish that?
The Trump administration killed Qasem Soleimani. I think that I would be putting some CIA operatives, not that I give a lot of value in the CIA anymore, but nonetheless, we have some people, and put them together with the Mossad or, you know, other clandestine operations, and I think I'd be going to find some people that I could necessarily kidnap and hide away. I mean, you know, we once did black sites, didn't we?
Well, yeah, in terms
I think
of,
it's time for some black sites again, don't you?
Well, but, you know, you're trying to eliminate the need to have a much hotter war that would you know, be going on. And unfortunately, as you said, that risk-averse, you know, that's going to get us nowhere fast.
Right.
All right. Well, Denise, hold on there for a second. We're heading out to the break. When we come back, folks, more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Give us a call, 949-822-7959. We're right back after this.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So as I mentioned earlier, folks, the State Department evidently is coming out against Joe Biden's Israel policy. They're accusing Israel of war crimes, and there's been a memo that was issued saying Joe Biden is spreading misinformation. Oh, boy. I tell you, it just, I told you we're living in a weird world. We are living in a weird world, but we're here with you. We're glad that you're there. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. And let's bring back Denise Simon here into the mix. And Denise, looks like about 100 State Department and United States Agency or USAID employees accusing Israel of committing war crimes. What's all that about?
You know, the State Department is modeled after the United Nations. Do I need to say any more?
Yeah, not really. No, not at this point.
It's really kind of remarkable. Somebody leaked the memo that gets it right in the State Department and decided to give it to Axios. And, you know, so we've got problems in the State Department. We've always had problems in the State Department. Now, remember, it's the State Department diplomacy that's supposed to be taking all kinds of actions to ever prevent war. And generally what you do is you start, policies and you for social justice and climate change and, Planned Parenthood globally and, all these other kinds of stupid things that they work on instead of the things that they really do need to be working on. So, but this is what Jake Sullivan likes. This is what Tony Blinken likes. And this is really what this Biden administration is all about. So all you have to do is take a look at the National Security Council, and I'd love to know all the people that are on the National Security Council. I've looked many times and can't find them all, but any list. But Yeah, I mean, what they've really done is made the United States into a paper tiger, and I really don't like that term, but it's a lazy one at the moment. And, you know, let's go back to even prior to how we left Afghanistan, let's go back to the very moment during the Olympics of when Russia invaded Ukraine. We did nothing. Nothing. And we had, you know, where was our intelligence? We knew that that was going to happen. And nothing happened. There was no consequence. And then you've got a war in the Donbass in the eastern region of Ukraine. We did nothing. Obama sent MREs and blankets and in pillows. What is Iran, North Korea, China, Russia? What are they all looking at? The United States is not going to react. I mean, we're doing these ridiculous little pinprick airstrikes in Syria right now, thinking that's going to prevent any further attacks on our forces that are in Syria and those and the 2,400 that are in Iraq. We didn't want to leave 2,400 in Afghanistan, but we left 2,400 in Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, because they don't have a stable government. Well, Afghanistan's not a stable government.
No, it's just the Taliban. Well, I tell you what, Denise, we've got James in Clearwater coming in here on line one. James, good morning. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, guys. This thing about church and state is really getting old. People just have no idea of history or context. And I'm not talking about the letter to the Baptist Sunday School Board. I'm talking about recent history, where the United States Supreme Court has declared that secular humanism is a religion. And all these people are up in arms and want to do away with Christianity and whatever else, they're actually promoting the state religion of secular humanism, especially these guys that are, the Freedom From Religion and their ilk. It's almost ironic and kind of funny in a way, because they're so up in arms about not having a state religion, yet they're promoting it. People need to get a perspective on that and say, okay, when this country was founded, we had 13 colonies, and as states came in, their number one objective in their constitution wasn't to separate from England or anything else. It was to promote the religion of Jesus Christ. Now, the Quakers had their version of it in Pennsylvania, and Pilgrims in Massachusetts, you know, different varieties of it. But when it came time to unite them all, they said, well, let's just take that official part out of it so it can be more ecumenical, but it's still a Christian nation that way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the Supreme Court with the Baptist Sunday School Board, they declared in that, Supreme Court, the Trinity decision, that the United States is a Christian nation in its laws and its traditions and everything else. So, yeah, we are a Christian nation that's being usurped by a national state religion of human secularism, and it all comes down to the good and evil. They're just switching hats around and making different names for themselves.
But of course,
it all comes down to the same good and evil.
Well, of course, James, the idea, of course, is that somehow what somebody else is promoting isn't really an official, quote, religious dogma, so therefore they get away with the idea of saying, well, I'm not promoting a particular system, per se, because we're in the secular realm. Yeah.
Actually, Kyle, they are.
That's exactly my point. See, they're trying to hide behind that idea that, hey, we don't have a holy scripture, we just have this sort of secular belief system, which is not really a religion of any kind or doesn't comport with being like a religion. Exactly.
Well, it's where the human is God. You are your own God. Everything is relative. It's what you say and what you think. And your own thought is reality, and your own thought is the way things are. And there's nothing higher than yourself. That's secular humanism, and that is a religion, and that is their gospel, and that is their tenet.
Well, and of
and
course,
that's why we're all so screwed up. Because we're made for a greater purpose, and if we let the guy that designed this follow the owner's manual, as it were, not having their false witness, and you never have this Russian collusion or any other things that are going on, and thou shalt not steal, you wouldn't have San Diego in the horrible wreck that it is, and the stores closing down. Honor their mother and father, and you wouldn't have all these broken homes and whatnot. Yeah, just follow the owner's manual. It's easy. And it's just a matter of people wake up sooner or later. Israel didn't in the past, and they wound up being captive and sent off to Babylon, and God help us if something like that happens to us. But I really think that the dark clouds are coming on the horizon, and that, you know, scary, whatever, but it's just going to be bad. There's no way around it. It's happening. It's going to happen. It's going to get worse.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the call.
I read the book, and our side wouldn't come in.
Well, I think you're right. Yeah, that's right, the last page. But we appreciate the call very much. James in Clearwater, we'll give Denise a chance to respond right before we head out to the break right here. But thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right, take care.
You know, it's really kind of fascinating to look at history. We've got the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments actually came from a larger set of commandments by the Jews. They have 613. And I would argue that, you know, the listeners, go take a look at them. It's really quite fascinating. You know, if we can't seem to follow our ten, but maybe, you know, just for fun, take a deeper look and see what's in the 613. And I think it people like Megan Rapinoe might have some useful lessons in all of that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, no kidding. All right, Denise Simon, hold on real quick. Can you stay for a third segment?
Sure.
Okay, sounds great, everybody. We're going to be right back here. And again, thanks to James and Clearwater for a great call. We sure appreciate it. And folks, if you'd like to call in and be part of the program, 949-822-7959, heading to the bottom of the hour break, paying a couple of bills. You might get a news update as well. But we're going to be right back. More with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you. We'll see you on the other side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is scheduled for an in-person meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco on Wednesday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
President Biden has a long history with President Xi. Their conversations are direct. They're straightforward.
The U.S. aims to reestablish military communications that were suspended after Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan last year. McDonald's is launching specially designed Crocs with prices ranging from $70 to $75, set to debut tomorrow. In collaboration, the companies are introducing Crocs inspired by the mascots Grimace, Hamburglar, and Birdie. Donald Trump Jr. has testified once more in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization in New York, speaking on behalf of the defense.
It doesn't feel like we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So once again, according to reports, Joe Biden privately might have referred to David Axelrod using a word that we can't say on broadcast, and we're not going to. We're not even going to try. We're not even going to give you a hint. I mean, we have to be that careful. And I'll tell you what, folks, I think there's, more consternation in the Democrat Party than perhaps we are aware of. 949-822-7959. And Kyle Warren, of course, glad to be with you here this morning. Again, 949-822-7959. And that's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the broadcast this morning. And, of course, we continue to have Denise Simon here for another segment. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
And, what do you make of that first, just out of the clear blue sky here? What do you make of Joe Biden using quite a terrible term to describe David Axelrod, again, according to reports?
Well, he did say it. Biden has been known to have a potty mouth.
Yeah. So, but I tell you, it seems to me that, it doesn't really, that's not going to go over well with a lot of voters, I think, either way.
I think that people have pretty much made their decision if they're going to vote for Biden or not. there isn't anything, they've made it already.
Yeah.
So there isn't anything this guy can do or not do. He could do something stupider than he's already done to have less people vote for him.
Not a good situation. We're getting the phone lines lighting up again here, Denise. We got Mary in St. Pete. I think she has a comment for you or a question. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. Speaking of voting, for people, when Chris Christie runs, I wonder if he ever apologized to the public for closing down his state and showing up on the beach and with his family when he had stayed on COVID lockdown. I didn't hear an apology, but all I remember about Chris Christie is that picture of his family on the beach when nobody else is there.
That's a good question.
He's running for president.
That's a good question. Yeah.
And that's the way I would look at voting in your own state. How was your state treated during COVID? Were you on extended lockdown? And if you were, like Gretchen Whitmer, did your governor apologize for closing their state during COVID? Or did you go along with that lockdown? I think people have a short memory on that. And that would be kind of like a guideline I would go by if I was voting for anybody today.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that person act during COVID? And what did they say? Speaking of the COVID mRNA genetic decoder shot is being discussed by Marjorie Taylor Greene in Congress now, I guess. And I guess the hearings are pretty enlightening. And I would say if you can find them, they might be worth watching so that you try to learn by that. And don't forget the COVID scam. Thank you, Denise. What do you think?
All right. Thanks, Marion St. Pete. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks again. Yeah. What do you think, Denise?
Nothing is going to happen to any part of any of that until we change the administration. That's just where we are.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have the hearings, and I'm happy to have the hearings. Happy that they're going on, both in the House and in the Senate. You know, Rand Paul, I would say, Senator Paul, has done the most remarkable work that I know of. And, you know, I think he just wrote a book about it, too. And I would say that he's actually made a criminal referral to the Department of Justice. But, again, I would say that nothing's going to happen until we change regimes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as it comes to governors, she's exactly right. I mean, I would be, you know, but people have short memories, you know, especially there in Michigan. You know, at California, I mean, people, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. There's so many people that lost their businesses completely. And, you know, there were two states, well, three, that really did the right thing when it came to all things not shutting down. And, you know, that's I think that there, you know, people tend to have short memories, so I'm glad for the reminder. So thank you, Mary.
Indeed. Well, I tell you what, Denise, we've also got we've got Rick in Tampa, and he's holding here on line two. Good morning, Rick in Tampa. Nice to hear from you again.
Good morning. It's good to hear from you too, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Morning.
Anyway, we're talking about voting. I think it's one of the three major problems this nation faces. We go to the polls, we treat it like it's a beauty contest. We discussed that briefly the other day, and we really need to get out of that. But I think one of the major problems we have is the participation in the primaries is very, very low. I think it's like, what, 35% of the 35? I'm not sure of what the number is, but I know it's quite a bit lower than the turnout for the general elections. And as a result, we get the hardest right and the hardest left candidates, which leaves no ability for the people who are inclined to be gravitate towards the center you know, they're afraid to take any kind of position that's going to, you know, get them primaried. And then there's people like me. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I call myself a pragmocrat. But the the pragmocrat, of course, my animal's a pig. But the state of Florida called me non-affiliated. The state of Florida calls me non-affiliated, and I don't get to vote in a primary. I think that could be changed or altered a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to get a hold of it because good people qualified. I mean, how many times do people in either party go to the polls and say, I don't want to vote for either one of these clowns, but you got to take the best of a bad choice. And that's that. The reason for that is the low voter participation. The rabid right, the rabid left go to the polls during the primaries, and they get their candidate. And that's, and we're, it's just not right. We need to participate. We also need to go to the polls with knowledge, our own knowledge, not just because we take the world of someone we think is cool. And that's, there's, that's so rampant. And money in politics is only there. The money in politics is a problem, huge problem, but it's only a problem because it's used as a weapon. And it's, you know, sound bites. You don't make judgments on who to lead based on sound bites. I mean, you, I want their judgment. I want to know about what their judgment is. I don't expect to agree with everybody on every issue, but if they're sincere about their motivation to make America great, regardless of who it is, I might vote for them if I think their judgment's sound. I don't,
right.
And then, of course, there's race, and that's a completely different topic. But voting is something we can do something about, and we need to get people to the polls in the primaries with their own knowledge.
I think you're right. I think you got a great point.
I think that's,
yeah, well, and we appreciate the call very much. We got about a minute to go or so, so we, let's let Denise get a chance to respond to that and give some of her thoughts. But Rick in Tampa, we sure appreciate the call very much.
Well, my first thought is that people generally vote for selfish reasons. You know, they generally vote for the union, or they vote for because of Medicare or Medicaid or Social Security, and they don't necessarily vote for the good of the country. Therein lies, I think, one of the bigger problems. People are not well studied, I will tell
you
that. They're clearly not that. But the other thing is that I would like to see grades on some of these candidates. And the reason I say that is because there are very few in Washington that work hard to help us defend our rights. And that's really the only reason that any of these people ought to be there.
Right.
But
exactly.
So they've injected social justice into
Can
everything.
Can I hang on?
Actually, you know what? We're coming back with Chris Murkowski, but if you want to call back next hour, if you'd like to do a poem, we sure would appreciate it, but we got to head out to break right now. Hey, thanks, Rick, and thank you, Denise. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow, and take care of that puppy. We'll see you soon. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And yeah, I want to hear what Rick has to say with his next poem. He is our resident poet, and we appreciate that very much. Stay right there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. As we continue racing across your radio dial this morning, and we're having fun doing it, and the telephone number 949-822-7959, that's 949-822-7959. We're getting a lot of great calls this morning, and we really appreciate it. We did hear from Bob and Banning, we heard from Backgammon Bob, we heard from Greg in Tampa, we heard from Neil and Henderson over in Nevada, near me here in Southern California, James in Clearwater, Mary in St. Pete, and of course Rick in Tampa, our resident poet. And, folks, it wouldn't be a complete morning, obviously, if we didn't talk to our good friend Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And, of course, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And you can hear Chris right here on AM 860, The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern Time, Saturday morning, and 5 p.m. on Sundays. Again, right here on AM 860, The Answer. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right. Well, there's a lot going on out there, both in politics and the economy. Now, you know, we always love to hear what the Fed might do or is going to do or won't do. But evidently, is there something in the offing here that the Fed is supposed to shift to what they call a full-on accommodation mode in 2024 with a possible 3 percentage points rate cuts as the economy is slowing down? You know, and again, you know, the Fed is the ultimate controller of everything, or are they always kind of behind the trend?
I think they kind of react to things rather than in order to really, you know, be proactive. And I, quite frankly, I think interest rates should just, you know, kind of settle and you know, move based upon market flows rather than what they're going to do. You know, they've been, you know, credited with, you know, bringing inflation down. I don't necessarily believe that. I think, you know, right now, to some degree, we're getting a bite out of inflation simply because oil prices have come down, which have been helpful. But it's, you know, it's still working its way through the system. Again, it was, you know, I couldn't believe it. You know, when 18 months ago, where they, you know, they a little bit further out, they were telling us that inflation was transitory, which was just patently absurd. I've always been under the belief that we've been dealing with inflation, and it's been much worse than they've been letting on to, and what the government's been telling us for a very long period of time. Because again, I always focus on things that and items that people are purchasing on a regular basis. They always like to exclude those things. To me, that's the inflation that's most important.
Well, sure, and we also know too that consumer spending, it fell again in October. Evidently, again, I think that's at least 3 months in a row at this point. But certainly, consumers are concerned. They're concerned about the holiday season coming up here, and you're right. Oil went down a little bit. And so people do see that happening, or it affects their gas prices. But I don't think we're hitting the point yet where people will say, okay, good, I feel like we're all in the clear. We have a ways to go, don't you think?
I do think it's a way to go. There's not much that the Fed can do. I'm a supply-side guy when it comes to inflation. I've never believed that you need to slow the economy down or put people out of work to solve the problem. I think that you want to fix the supply side. You want to grow the economy at all times. That's the rising tide that lifts all boats. It doesn't have to be inflationary, and higher wages doesn't have to be inflationary as long as the supply is keeping up.
Well, you know, Chris, something that you've mentioned a few times here I think is really intriguing to me, and that is this notion of what's happening in China, for example, in terms of their approach, the government's approach to the economy, and, you know, sort of harkens back to the old days of the 5-year plans, right, in the Soviet Union, or, you know, that sort of mentality. But you've also mentioned that in some ways that's kind of what the government wants to do here in this country. And, you know, so it's not kind of going on its own. They really are still trying to control it. It not totally dissimilar to what we see happening in China. Do I have that sort of correct?
Well, yeah. It's interesting. Tom was reading, you know, a little while ago, China a couple years ago, they were bragging about how awesome they are, and they were ascendant, and everything was fantastic. And it was just inevitable that, you know, that it was all fake. It was all going to fall apart, because that's what happens when you centrally plan any economy. When government tries to decide and picks and chooses winners and losers, it never works out, and it causes a disconnect. But make no bones about it. I mean, we do the same thing here, and that's to our detriment. I mean, take a look at the auto industry here in the United States, which is a disaster. And it's a disaster because the government is, you know, telling the automakers what cars to make. And, you know, we have higher energy costs because, again, the government is messing around in the energy sector and not allowing for the development of energy sources that make sense, that are cost efficient, and in particular nuclear, which we pulled away from for some reason. That's the smartest move to make. Whenever the government gets involved and it starts dictating, you know, how things should be done, where things should be done, how they should be built, it's a failure. Even the CHIPS Act, for example, which has, you know, just been put in play, everybody, you know, even got Republicans to sign off on that, because they say, oh, yeah, we've got to move all these chips factories here, and the government's got to give money to semiconductor makers to get them to build plants. I'm like, when the subsidies run out on these things and the plants don't make any more sense, they're just going to shut them down. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is. I said, you know, there's a big Micron factory going up in upstate New York outside of Syracuse. I'm sorry. I mean, if the subsidies dry up there, if they weren't giving some sort of tax rebate, they would have never put the plant there. So again, it's almost like you're genetically engineering, trying to genetically engineer an economy. And it's kind of like that movie with, The Island of Dr. Moreau, where he's making all these weird animals and stuff like that. You're genetically modifying things and it doesn't turn out well. That's what happens when you try to centrally plan things.
Well, that's a great metaphor, no doubt about it. Well, you know, we're talking a little bit about China. There's a headline I found here. It's from Reuters, saying that the Chinese graduates, they're holding off, you know, going after their dream job or their dream career, and they're going into some temporary government jobs. I suppose that has a lot to do with, you know, the fact that there's a lot of problems in the Chinese economy overall.
Well, again, you know, we do the same thing here too. We've got a bloated federal government that, you know, in my opinion, we could cut 50 to 75% of the federal workforce and be in a great spot. Do the same thing on the state level, wouldn't make any difference. So, you know, we'd be fine. Wouldn't do anything, except for a lot of people that with useless jobs that, you know, aren't building or creating anything, they'd have to find something else to do, which I, quite frankly, I'm sorry, I wouldn't have any problem with. I think that the federal government's got to be cut down to size. Not only that, Xi Jinping is actually, you know, telling college students that, you know, in essence pushing them to move out to the country and work in these depressed rural areas. Again, government jobs, painting walls and trying to fix stuff up where nobody is. Almost the equivalent of, paying people to dig a hole and then fill the hole in. And, you know, how bad the economy is over there. It's bad.
Wow, that's, yeah, I can imagine. Well, we understand there's a poll that's just out says that 14% of voters say that Biden has made them better off. And a lot of Democrats are trying to get Joe Biden to give the old heave-ho to Bidenomics. We hear a lot of these candidates, and there's a common phrase, and that is day one. You know, day one, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. But is there really anything that can be done on day one of a new administration that will have any kind of immediate effect, to people's everyday kitchen table budgets, or does that just take a long time to filter down? I think we lost Chris there. We lost our communications there. We're going to get him right back here in just a moment. So everybody stay right there. We'll get Chris back here in just a second. And I think we'll, hopefully. Chris, are you back there? Okay, hold on. Yeah, we're having trouble getting you into our system here, unfortunately. We've got a little technical difficulty here. So hold on there just for a second, everybody, and we'll see if we can get Chris back here into the system with us. But actually, I'll tell you what, Chris, I'm really sorry. We're starting to hit to the break here, so we'll get our technical issue locked down. But thank you for being on the program again this morning. We'll get this fixed, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care, Chris.
You got it.
All right. Oh, there he was. He finally it came right back in. Well, thanks again, Chris. We're so sorry about that. But that's live radio sometimes, folks. But we appreciate Chris Markowski very much, and we're going to talk to him again tomorrow. All right, folks, stay right there. That's what it's a gremlins. I think that's what it is. We had a gremlin. Did you see him go by? I think I did. I don't know. They have like a weird ears and stuff like that. Oh, well, stay right there, folks.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.